All right, guys, how are you doing today? My name is Charles Service, and today I have with me a friend of mine. His name is Mr. Joseph Idige. Mr. Joseph Idige is the CEO of Street Store, and basically today we're just going to be, having a side chat, talking about experiences in business, and perhaps you can, learn one or two things going forward, right? Okay, so Mr. Joseph, you are very, very, very much welcome to the show today. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay.
Hello, guys. How are you doing today?
That's awesome. All right. So, if you have to isolate or if you have to pinpoint, let's say, three main cogent lessons, all right, of your life, what would those things be? Three important lessons that you've learned in business. What would those things be?
Well, off my head, I would really like to say the number one thing, is having a vision. Something must propel you, something must drive you, something must wake you up every day, something must make you restless, something must make you think, something must make you ask questions, something must make you, query the status quo, So for me, the first thing is, having a vision, having an idea of what you want to do. Then the second thing, and very important and vital, is persistent. Sometimes you actually think the devil is powerful, because the devil is persistent.
Yeah, right, right.
So, and it makes the devil look very powerful.
Right, very persistent.
It's persistent. So, right. For every entrepreneur out there, you must be persistent, because truly, those challenges will come. Truly, things may not go as planned. Truly, there may be surprises when you get to the field. It may not be exactly the way you've planned it on paper. And then, you need to be able to make some adjustments. Re-strategize, seek new collaborations, seek partnership, look for ways to be able to navigate your way through those, those challenges. And, this leads me to the third thing, very vital. You must be able to seek fruitful collaboration.
Fruitful collaborations.
Not just collaboration in the sense that you just need a partner and then you just get anybody. No, any fool cannot just be your partner. You need to partner with somebody that, is of value, that is adding value. In fact, you need to partner with somebody that is your weakness.
Wow, I totally agree with you. In my company, right, so we set out to actually, launch a product, and then we decided to design what we called CAI. We call it Creative Advantage Alignment of Interest, right? Creative Alignment of Interest, or advantage of each individual in different space, right, to actually come on board to align their interest creatively to create a collaboration. So collaboration is pretty much an important element when it comes to growth, right? The world no longer permeates or thrive on the context of competition. Now, competition is about how much more collaboration you can do, right? Because edge have been delivered, niche and uniqueness have been delivered by your ability to be able to create sensible collaborations and add more to your deliverables as a business owner as well as an entrepreneur. And this basically applies to every other thing you do in life, right? So you need to be intentional about the set of people that comes into your life. You need to be important, take it as an important element, where you go to, the people you associate with, because these are the things that it's going to determine, how far you're going to go in business, in life, as a person. Yeah, because the people you move with will be your counselor, right? Because that's the first level of counsel, right? You take the first level of counsel from yourself, the second level of counsel, you take it from your association, right? And then the third level of counsel is the information, your knowledge, and the rest of them, right? Well, so that's why it's pretty much very, very important that you have the right set of association, just like Mr. Joseph has said. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this will be the end of it, and then we hope to bring you another remarkable episode next time. See you. Cheers.